Deus in auditorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O come, Creator Spirit blessed, come visit souls that are your own. Fill all the hearts that you have made with grace and blessing from on high. For you are called the Paraclete, the holy gift of God Most High, the living wellspring, love and fire, the soul's anointing from above. In graces you are sevenfold, the finger of God's strong right hand, and you, the Father's promised one, adorn our tongues with gracious speech. Come fill our senses with your light, pour forth your love into our hearts, the weakness of our mortal frame make strong with power that never fails. Drive far from us our deadly foe, and swiftly grant us lasting peace, with you to guide and lead the way. May we avoid all harm and sin. Now through your presence may we know and love the Father and the Son, and you, the Spirit of them both, may we profess throughout all time. Amen. The Lord our God is high above the heavens. He raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord our God is high above the heavens. He raises up the lowly from the dust. Alleluia. Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have broken the chains that held me bound. I will offer you a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering, and for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Alleluia. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering, and for all who obey him, he has become the source of life. Alleluia. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
He will teach you all things.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia.
I will not leave you orphans. I am going now, but will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will not leave you orphans. I am going now, but I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia. Let us bless Christ, on whom the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. Let us pray to him and seal our prayer by saying,
Amen.
Lord, send the Spirit of your promise, that your church may be continually renewed in life and vigor.
Amen.
May all peoples acclaim you as King and God. May Israel become your prized possession.
Amen.
You cast out devils. Cast out from us all scandals and stubborn pride.
Amen.
At Pentecost you undid the disunity of Babel. By your Spirit gather all in unity and spread the one faith throughout the world.
Amen.
May your Spirit dwell within us and raise to life our mortal bodies.
Amen.
Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
May your people exult forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni efficiamur promissionibus Christi.